Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, so full disclosure, we're back in the office, and I said, all right, we got to go do this podcast. And Melissa says, okay, well, let me know literally right before, because I like to work, you know, do show work, show prep, right up until the minute we're walking back into the studio.
I'm trying not to waste time, right?
Sure,
being
I get
efficient.
That.
Yep.
Be very efficient. I'm all about efficiency.
Yeah, right.
So I said, okay, that moment is right now because I'm walking directly back to the podcast studio. So I start walking back and I said, hey, Kyle, I'm going to do a podcast. He goes, okay. You know, because Kyle said a similar thing. He said, you know, let me knock out some editing, you know, some audio editing before we go back there. But just let me know when we're going back there.
Right.
So I let Kyle know.
Not what you said, but keep going.
I
walked past and just said, I'm going to the room. You didn't say, hey, we're starting the podcast.
Oh, okay.
There's
sorry. I was not specific
because
enough.
I
thought
waiting.
Me going to the room, the only other room that we go to aside from our office.
I was waiting for Melissa to walk by.
Okay, so I come back here, and I don't know if you guys noticed this or not, but it is, this might be, it's like it goes Antarctica, the Iceland, and this studio is the three coldest places on Earth.
I'm just trying to turn it up. It's so cold in here.
So terribly cold.
You can see your breath.
And I said, the second I walked in, I knew I had walked into literally one of the freezers at the grocery store. And I said, it's okay. They're going to be back here in just a second. Because Melissa said she likes to work up right to the minute before we go in.
Yeah.
And Kyle said, just let me know and I'll be right back there. So then I came down, I sat down, I said, okay, well, I'll go ahead and log into the computer and everything and get the board situated, which I did. Then I said, you know what? Something's not working right on the computer. I'll go ahead and restart the computer.
Good thing we weren't in here right away because
exactly.
We had to restart the computer.
Would have been annoying.
Which I did. There were still two empty seats across from me in the studio. My boss came into me in here. Had a chat with the boss.
Good thing we weren't in here waiting for that one.
Good thing.
I was able to make multiple jokes with the boss.
Multiple jokes with the boss.
And she left. And still two empty seats behind me.
She left. We were all here. Let's
okay.
not exaggerate
nice
the right. story.
But that's why I don't head back immediately, because there's always something. Got to restart the computer. Got to do this.
I chose to restart the computer.
So I'm
if
like,
there were people
back
here, I probably wouldn't have taken that standpoint.
You would have had to. You said it wasn't working. You said you needed
there
to
restart
it.
There was something not working. I could have worked around it. Okay?
You know what's not working? Your attitude.
No. What's not working is y'all's time efficiency. And literally this comes from Kyle Milnemo.
Yeah. Mr. Like.
Who literally
watch every
says,
second he can about time.
Timing makes me the most high strung or whatever. Whatever his quote was where he said something about like.
I can't control time, so I get anxious by it.
He gets the thing that makes him the most anxious is time.
Yes. And being on time.
Yes.
And not being late.
But the problem is, this isn't always a set time, and I'm always waiting on somebody else.
He's pointing at Melissa.
In
why are you waiting on
this
me?
Studio. Because we do this all the time.
What?
And what we have, okay, full disclosure, we have a meeting that we all have to go to later in the day.
We have more meetings here, by the way, than any other place I've ever worked. Anyway, go ahead.
Wow, okay. Jeez. Set up. You saying you don't like meeting with us?
I love meetings. They're fun meetings.
We have no, they're not.
They're all fun. They're better than like, hey, we're going over like figures. It's
you know what?
Half our meetings are like, hey, this is going to be something fun we can talk
about. Our meetings aren't bad, but I will side with Melissa on this in the sense that I've never been to a meeting where I was like, yeah, that was a fun meeting. You know, like we have fun in our meetings.
Yeah,
but I've never
walked away going.
I've never left a meeting and been like,
"Best thing ever."
Yeah, like I'm glad that took up my time.
And a lot of times our meetings are critical, which I get because we have to be monitored.
Sure. No,
so
I
we have to go over everything we do that we screw up,
which is with us, you and me,
a lot.
My goodness,
yeah, every
they put
day.
Literally two of the biggest screw ups together on a show,
we're still here.
I think
I'm
they just
sure
did it
how.
For comedic purposes.
I know,
like they said, let's put the two worst people we know in radio together on a show and just see how royally bad it can
let's
go.
Put
just
two
to
like,
show you how twisted they are,
right? And they thought, well, you know, it, you know, even if it is terrible, if it's a you know, business.
We'll have a good laugh.
They won't be on the air for long. So they're going to do something to screw up. Well, joke's on them because a year and a half later, we're still here screwing up every day.
Let's put two people who have no concept of time and then hire a producer
who
freaks out about time and see what happens.
Right. This is coming from the same producer who did not show up for the podcast on time today.
It's not a set meeting. It is a floating, and I was waiting for
you were waiting for me to tell you when we were going back there,
no,
right?
I was waiting for the host to come walking by because I knew.
Hold on.
The host you were literally just pointing at with your pen earlier.
Yeah, because I got burned by it last week. So you know what?
The host that is always so not on time. You said I'm going to wait for the person that's never on time to show up.
Was I on time at Windy City Smokeout for everything? I was.
I think
I was
she was.
There.
I think she was.
There was no worrying about me. Okay.
None. Well, there was worrying about you, but there didn't need to be.
Yeah, there were a couple times you're like, I'm stepping out. And I'm like, I'm never seeing you again.
Yeah.
Well,
it is scary.
Because that's what I wanted to do.
At music
but I didn't
festivals
do
like that whenever you say, all right, we'll meet back here at a certain time, that is always a scary thing because at music festivals, you never know.
Mm. And it's not like, hey, we can all like, yeah, whatever. Come back whenever. It's like a podcast. You just can start whatever. No, there was set time, so I got work.
Of course, I get it. You're doing your job, Kyle. I understand it.
I'm doing my job.
I just went to my car to get some air conditioning so I didn't die at Windy City Smokeout.
Speaking of air conditioning, what's the coldest you guys have ever been in your life?
Right now.
That was going to be my answer, too.
I'm sorry, I ruined your joke.
I'm trying to think of a time in my life when I've been colder than I am right now, and nothing is coming to mind.
I can't feel my toes right now.
I can't feel my nose.
Mm-mm.
Well, because your nose got bit by your baby.
Well, yes. That's probably why I can't feel my nose.
Yeah. Don't even have one anymore.
No
nose Austin. That's what I've called you all day.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to have to go home and take my kid's nose. Did your parents ever do that with you guys?
Oh, yeah.
I got your nose.
What a classic.
Oh. Why would you take my nose?
Also,
like, of all the things on me to take.
Take that.
Like, I need that.
I will trade you anything.
Also, does my nose always look like your thumb?
Why does my nose have a fingernail on it?
Right.
That's a little wild.
Yeah. And why are you holding it in between your fingers like that?
Yeah, why would you? You've never held anything
Yeah,
like
why
that.
Would you not just hold and it between your index finger and your thumb?
Why do I fall for this every single time?
Well, because he legitimately has. I just always assumed he had my nose.
I know.
Oh, my God. Why is this joke about, like, taking somebody's nose and putting it between your fingers? Why has that joke been around for, like, 150 years and people are still doing it?
It's
a classic gag.
Pioneers. You know, hey, it's the same national anthem. That was written 150 years ago. We still sing it, you know? Some things that are just classic. They're timeless.
Yeah. Taking your nose is they're the Betsy Ross, basically.
The Betsy Ross. I bet Betsy Ross came up with that joke.
Yeah, she
she made the flag,
and
she made the I got your nose joke.
Gotcha. Gave you a flag, got your nose.
Got your nose.
Classic game.
I'm Betsy Ross. I made the flag, the 50 stars, stars and stripes. That's me. I also got your nose. Betsy, no! Betsy, give me back my nose!
Betsy Ross, always known as a prankster. In fact, she is the George Clooney of her time, you can
say. She is the George Clooney of pranks, really.
You guys posted that to social that I said George Clooney is known for his pranks, and what kind of response did we get from that?
No one said, yes, I know George Clooney for his pranks. You made it seem like he was like Carrot Top or something.
Yeah, like he was just going across. He's Impractical Jokers.
He just goes around Ashton Kutcher. You've been punked.
He is a practical joke. He is.
We're not claiming okay. He doesn't pull pranks.
All right, Melissa, known as a prankster?
Yes.
No, I'm not known for that. I'm known for hosting a radio show with you.
I think you're known as a prankster,
You, of all
too.
People, should know what I'm known for.
As a prankster. You've talked about it on this podcast.
Right.
You've posted multiple videos.
So we need to change the definition. Because Melissa, if you commit one prank in your life, guess what, buddy? You are now known as a prankster.
You've done more than one, Austin. Put another one in front of that one.
11. You commit 11 pranks, and guess what, buddy? You're a prankster.
Put another one in front of that.
You commit 111 pranks, and guess what, buddy? You're a prankster. You commit 1,111 pranks, and guess what? All of a sudden, you're a prankster.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still cold. I don't know about you guys.
I can't even
cold.
Think straight. I'm so cold right now.
No joke. Did you ever see the movie The Secret Life of Walter Mitty?
I saw bits and pieces of it.
That's
what about
great.
It?
Oh, you would love it, by the way. I've brought this up to you before, and you're like,
yeah.
This was one of the movies that you said you were writing down, but I have a feeling, based off the look on your face right now, you've never wrote it down.
I wrote that one down.
She just wrote down, don't see movie.
Yeah, right. Right, writing down, hopefully Austin falls for me writing this name down. The Secret Life of Walter Mitty stars Ben Stiller, Kristen Wiig, Adam Scott, Sean Penn.
Them.
Great movie.
Okay.
Great movie.
Yeah, I need to see that.
Walter Mitty works in a dead-end job, but he has an imagination like no one's business. He's constantly losing himself in thought. Of daydreams and stuff. And in one of his daydreams, he's like sees a poster on the wall of like someone like scaling Everest, and all of a sudden, boom, he's on Everest and he's scaling too. And that's what I feel like right now. I feel like I am scaling Everest. That was a long way of just saying
I'm saying
like
how cold you are?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Is that what you were doing?
How are you? Have you ever seen this obscure movie from 2011? Here's one scene from it that I can kind of relate
What's
to.
What's the most roundabout way you could tell someone you're cold?
You just did it. There's no other way around it. Hey, have you ever seen The Secret Life of Walter Mitty?
Yeah. Mitty.
Okay.
He gets all that stuff wrong.
He really does.
Names.
He can't spell names.
He's got a thing with names. Like, he doesn't hear them right, doesn't spell them right.
I'll look at the call screener, and it's like, is that Carrie? K-A-R-I? Why would you not just spell it C-A-R-R-I-E?
So, like, okay. Carrie Underwood.
You...
Or it'll be like Karen, and it'll be K-A-A-R-R-E-N.
Yeah.
It'll be like, what the hell is that?
Austin.
Austin.
Oh, there's someone
typos.
Named Austin calling in, but wait a minute. A-U-S-T-Y-N? What?
Austin.
You know, okay.
He goes, well, I went to college with one person.
Yeah, the people in your life shape you. You know how you learned to be a prankster? There was somebody who was a prankster in your life. You know how you learned to be mean to me? I don't know. So anyway.
It's like the other day when he spelled Bill. D-I-L-L.
Yeah. That's like that.
Is that
Dill? Dill in Lake of the Woods?
Yeah.
Wow.
He said, no, that's
typo,
Bill.
Because we have so many popular people calling in. I'm sorry. Then I'm trying to take phone calls and then get them ready for you guys. I'm going to leave here in a minute. I'm tired of this. I've been nothing but positive all day. And now
you guys
all
just come
talks
in.
About us how much he hates us.
I know he does. Every day.
He says I hate you
He
guys.
Just hates us.
I
wish we hired someone who actually liked us.
I know.
Could you imagine?
I can't even imagine what that would be like.
This show could make.
No, the show would be that much better.
It would be so much better if we just had a producer that even just like faked that he liked us.
Yeah, who said, I love you guys.
Right.
He didn't say that. Every day he says, I hate you both.
Yeah.
Because I do. What, am I supposed to lie now?
Also, I love how Kyle's like, I'm all right, I'm going to leave. I'm going to get out of here. Like both of you two. both of you feel like you could, like this podcast is just optional. Like it's like we don't have to be in here till the end. Melissa, you've walked out like 4 times of the podcast.
You have. Which is also why I'm not walking out, because I don't want to be known as a walkouter.
Yeah. Walkout. You know how I'm known as a prankster? You're known as a walkouter.
But we've said it for years.
Everyone says it behind your back.
Behind my back?
Yeah.
Well, you know, Melissa, you deserve to be walked out on.
I'll meet people in Chicago and I'll be like, they'll be like, oh, what do you do for a living? I host a radio show, US 99. I'll be like, oh, wait, are you on with that walker-outer? Yeah. And I'm like, yeah.
Actually, it's no longer called the Irish goodbye. It's called the Melissa.
That's true.
Just leaving without saying goodbye.
Like now?
Goodness.
Stop kicking
things. Wow, you don't have to knock everything. There she goes. This is like the 9th time. You're setting the world record for number of walkouts. She's the worst.
So what do you want to talk about now?
Let's literally... Now she's sticking her tongue out through us, at us through the window. And she's legitimately walking away.
I will say that I do apologize for my typos.
You should.
I feel bad for him. I'm bad at typos. It's the thing I want to improve on in my life. That and cooking. I want to be a better cook.
Okay, now I'm walking out.
I miss you guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.